You know, I grew up as a kid watching the Ice Bowl, and I thought that that was just the best dramatic football game ever, and to this day. And yet, you know, for the Green Bay Packers, you know, we had the NFC Championship with Brett Favre and the Giants, and that was cold, and it almost didn't seem like Mike McCarthy's offense was going to work in that. And even some of these cold weather games with Aaron Rodgers and that finesse offense under Mike McCarthy. And in recent years, when we've been inside a dome, even at the old Metrodome or down in the dome in St. Louis, I've begun to go the other way and just say, you know, this is silly. Why do we have teams in the north that don't have domes? Or maybe a retractable dome like Miller Park. Well, for one thing, it's at least another $300 or $400 million to the price tag of a stadium. So when we were in Dallas at Super Bowl 45 with the Packers and Steelers, Jerry Jones held the press conference, and I said, thank goodness you build a dome here in Dallas, because here we are at 16 degrees before Super Bowl 45, and if we didn't have this dome, we'd really have a problem with this game. And he said, well, you know, that stadium that he built cost $1 billion, but it's huge. It's huge, and everything on it, of course, is state-of-the-art. But Jerry Jones spoke for the owners and saying, we still like to see games in the elements. So at the end of the day, what the NFL is really most interested in is what's going to bring in the ratings. And I think that some of these things that Roger Goodell has said in the last week or two, and even some of his operations managers that have done interviews in the media, when they say, oh, yeah, you know, if we get a big blizzard with this polar vortex, we may have to move the game till Monday or Tuesday or maybe as early as Friday to avoid a storm. I kind of think they like to create the chaos because it's just going to bring more eyeballs on Super Sunday to watch this game. The players, you know, they don't want to play in this in frigid weather because it affects the game and it's tough on them. And I remember talking to the New York Giants after that NFC Championship win over the Packers and Brett Favre back in 2008 when they went to Phoenix to play the Giants and upset the Giants, that 18-0 Giants team. Talking to Michael Strahan, all those players on down, they said it took them a week to get their lungs back. And even there's books if you read about Ray Nitschke and those guys a week after the Ice Bowl, those guys all had to deal with frostbite. Lombardi was trying to get them out there in the practice field to play a couple of days to practice. And finally, at the end of the week, Willie Davis said, Coach, what's the temperature in Miami? And he said, well, it's 75 degrees. Why do you ask? Oh, no reason. And the light bulb went on. Lombardi, you know, was being told by his players, why are we out here practicing in 10-degree weather when we're going to play a Super Bowl in Miami? And the next day, Lombardi got him on the plane, got him down to Florida, and they got ready for the Super Bowl.